Listening test. There are two parts in this section. Part 1.
Listen to a children's TV episode about cleaning up the environment and complete the task by answering either true or false, or NI, if there is no information given.
You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome back, kids. Last week, we discussed the importance of exercise and health. But today, we are going to be moving away from how we can make improvements in our bodies and onto how we can make improvements in our communities. Let's discuss all the different ways that each and every one of us can help save the environment. It is important to know that the small changes that we make every day can make big differences. Something that each of us can do that makes a big difference is turning off the lights. Reducing electricity use not only helps the environment, but can save your parents a bit of money too. Another way of saving some money and the environment is by using public transport. Reducing the number of vehicles on the road can result in cleaner air. You can even try walking or riding a bike to school to reduce air pollution and improve your health. Remember, everyone and anyone can recycle, reuse, plant trees, pick up trash, and do other acts of service to our environment. You will be surprised at how much of a difference you can make. Did you know that each person creates about 1,000 kilograms of greenhouse gases every year? We have a duty to the planet to reduce this. Experts suggest that if we don't make big changes in the next 10 years, the Earth will be in trouble. So, let's do our part.
Now, listen again.
Welcome back, kids. Last week, we discussed the importance of exercise and health. But today, we are going to be moving away from how we can make improvements in our bodies and onto how we can make improvements in our communities. Let's discuss all the different ways that each and every one of us can help save the environment. It is important to know that the small changes that we make every day can make big differences. Something that each of us can do that makes a big difference is turning off the lights. Reducing electricity use not only helps the environment, but can save your parents a bit of money too. Another way of saving some money and the environment is by using public transport. Reducing the number of vehicles on the road can result in cleaner air. You can even try walking or riding a bike to school to reduce air pollution and improve your health. Remember, everyone and anyone can recycle, reuse, plant trees, pick up trash, and do other acts of service to our environment. You will be surprised at how much of a difference you can make. Did you know that each person creates about 1,000 kilograms of greenhouse gases every year? We have a duty to the planet to reduce this. Experts suggest that if we don't make big changes in the next 10 years, the Earth will be in trouble. So, let's do our part.
Part 2.
Listen to the conversation and complete the summary. Write one word and/or a number for each blank.
You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello and welcome to UTalk. It's Sunday morning, the time is 11 a.m. and we're talking about our family. Our first caller is Connor. Hi Connor, can you tell us about your family?
Hi everyone, my name is Connor and I have a brother, a stepsister, and a half-brother. It sounds strange and complicated.
Yes, it is. Tell us more about your brothers and sisters.
First, my brother David is 2 years older than me. He and I are from Dad's first marriage. After my mom and Dad got divorced, Dad married Anna. She has a daughter, Sophie, who is our stepsister. After 4 years, Bill was born. Bill and I have the same dad, but different moms, so we're half-brothers.
Do you get on well with your brothers and stepsister?
Yes, we hardly ever argue. We spend a lot of time playing sports together, help each other, and share the chores.
What's your stepsister like?
Sophie is very tidy and organized. She plans everything and knows where everything is. She tidies up her room almost every day.
How about your brother?
David is quite untidy. He never puts his clothes away, so his room is always in a mess. But he's very intelligent. He always helps me with my homework. I can talk to him about anything.
And what's your little half-brother like?
Bill is just 5 years old. He's cute, but sometimes he's a bit noisy, and he's quite shy. He often hides behind my dad when there are strangers around. I love my family so much.
Thanks for your sharing, Connor. Have a nice day and goodbye.
Now, listen again.
Hello and welcome to UTalk. It's Sunday morning, the time is 11 a.m. and we're talking about our family. Our first caller is Connor. Hi Connor, can you tell us about your family?
Hi everyone, my name is Connor and I have a brother, a stepsister, and a half-brother. It sounds strange and complicated.
Yes, it is. Tell us more about your brothers and sisters.
First, my brother David is 2 years older than me. He and I are from Dad's first marriage. After my mom and Dad got divorced, Dad married Anna. She has a daughter, Sophie, who is our stepsister. After 4 years, Bill was born. Bill and I have the same dad, but different moms, so we're half-brothers.
Do you get on well with your brothers and stepsister?
Yes, we hardly ever argue. We spend a lot of time playing sports together, help each other, and share the chores.
What's your stepsister like?
Sophie is very tidy and organized. She plans everything and knows where everything is. She tidies up her room almost every day.
How about your brother?
David is quite untidy. He never puts his clothes away, so his room is always in a mess. But he's very intelligent. He always helps me with my homework. I can talk to him about anything.
And what's your little half-brother like?
Bill is just 5 years old. He's cute, but sometimes he's a bit noisy, and he's quite shy. He often hides behind my dad when there are strangers around. I love my family so much.
Thanks for your sharing, Connor. Have a nice day and goodbye.
This is the end of listening test. Now you have 1 minute to check your answers.